Well, thank you so much for showing an interest in this new book, The Madness of St. Paul. I was talking with some clergy friends recently and saying how much I really want to sell this book as far and wide as possible, not because I think it'll pay my pension, but because I truly believe it will open up new thoughts to people and new ways of thinking about the Bible and how we read it, about Christian life and ministry, about the historical figure of St. Paul, and even about ourselves. Imagine for a moment that you meet an old friend, or maybe it's someone who comes to see you as a counsellor or a clergy person. The first thing they say when they tell you about how things have been is that they've been in utter despair, despairing even of life itself. The next thing they say is that they felt like a captured slave in God's great procession, but they're on their way to a certain execution. Next, they talk about a fading ministry, and for the first time ever, or at least in your hearing, they express confusion at the ineffectiveness of their preaching. Then they liken themselves to a common kitchen mug, the sort you'd be happy to give coffee to the builders in because it really doesn't matter if it gets chipped or damaged. And after that they confess a longing for death and that they could escape this world. And then they cry out, "I keep opening my heart to everyone, but no one will open theirs back to me." By this time, you are very concerned. You've certainly been thinking that you need to listen to them carefully. You want to know what's been going on to cause all this. Well, all these things are there in Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. Yet in all the reading I've done, I've not been able to find any published material that pays attention to the subtext of Paul's letter from a pastoral point of view. Until now. And that's why I want people to read this book. The book doesn't simply lay bare the shocking evidence of Paul's despair, however. In it I also look at what brought him to that place, both in terms of practical and possible psychological causes. I look at some of the treasure he unearthed in that pit of darkness. And then, with reference to two modern-day bereavement models, how he emerged into the light. It is amazing that after such an experience, Paul was able to write his magisterial letter to the Romans, and not only that, but to write it from Corinth itself. The Corinthians are often berated in commentaries and sermons for being an immature church. Maybe we've been too harsh on them, for they were able to receive and provide for this hurting apostle who had so recently and so furiously lashed out at them. So this book will stimulate you and challenge the way that you read the Bible, searching for clues between the lines and not just on them, employing what Sherlock Holmes called the scientific use of the imagination. It will make you think about some of the stresses of Christian life and ministry and how these affect us differently according to our psychological makeup. And it will introduce you to a St. Paul you have probably never met before. For many people, Paul is either a hero or a villain. In this book, we meet St. Paul, the human being, vulnerable, fallible, and healable. When I went to theological college, we were all supposed to do a Jesus paper and a Paul paper. The Jesus paper sounded exciting, the Paul paper sounded deadly. I don't know what it was about Paul, but I did my best to avoid him, and by a clever choice of options and keeping a low profile about it, somehow I managed to slip under the radar and finish my time in Cambridge with an almost complete Pauline avoidance. Then I went into a parish, and as everyone knows, there's always a choice of readings to preach from in the Church of England, so I could continue to steer clear. Then I began to teach New Testament in the diocese. And after going through Matthew, Mark, Luke, John and Acts, I could avoid Paul no more. But when I came to 2 Corinthians, everything was unlocked. Suddenly I found a way of meeting a flesh and blood human being. I had a chink in the wall through which to view the course of his life. And I had a key to understanding his letters. So I hope you'll buy this book and read it and tell others about it. Let me know what you think of it. And I hope that it opens up your mind and heart to new vistas.